Good afternoon. We are here at the White Pine Studio, and I have the distinct privilege and honor of welcoming Simon Krapp. Simon, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good to have you. So you're, can I say your age?
Yes.
All right. 28, and you've been playing professionally how long? How long have you been getting a check for this stuff?
I've been getting paid to do it since I was 16, I think. As soon as I could drive to the gig, I was getting paid.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And were you able to get into bars because you had a, you grew a beard at an early age?
I was clean shaven, but I walked with a hunch.
All righty. So you're primarily country.
Yeah, country and folk music.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of the bigger umbrella I use. It's hard to describe, I think, for anybody, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was listening to your studio at with the Gilded.
Oh, yeah, the Gilded Palace.
Gilded Palace.
In Des Moines. Yeah.
And very impressed. Very impressed with your guitar work. And you seem to really team up well with the other guitarist that was there with you.
Yeah, that was John Waite, who's a tremendous flat picker. And, yeah, he's a joy to play with.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's start out with, give us one of your tunes.
Cool, I'd love to.
What you going to play for us?
I'll play a song called Paperback Dream, which is the title track from the album I put out in October.
Let's hear it.
Stop leaving, dear. If you had a damn to give here, we could settle on down. I know you got the itch, mama. You do whatever you want, romance or melodrama. It's your paperback dream. Whatcom County, late summer, a rusted out 4Runner, big leaf maple, day on the golden road. Ford Ranger with out of town plates, you know her by the sound she makes, running down autumn together in the North Cascades. You said we could live here if you'd ever stop leaving, dear. If you had a damn to give here, we could settle on down. I know you got the itch, mama. You do whatever you want, romance or melodrama. It's your paperback dream. Clearing, you held me close with dawn nearing. The air got thinner, the promise of a winter flame. It sounds like a love letter, a fictional life together. There's no bad weather, you told me it would never rain. You said we could live here if you'd ever stop leaving, dear. If you had a damn to give here, we could settle on down. I know you got the itch, mama. You do whatever you want, romance or melodrama. It's your paperback dream.
All right. You actually played that at the Des Moines... what was the place called?
The Gilded Palace.
Gilded Palace. Yeah, you played that song.
Yes.
And that, you can... If you go to YouTube, that's Simon Crapp, C-R-O-P-P, and that pops right up.
All right.
That was February 23rd of this year, I think.
Yep, that's right.
No, excellent. I can't help but say it. Your guitar sounds a little Chet Atkins influence there.
Oh, wow. Gosh, thanks for saying that. I would never dare to compare myself to him.
But
I've been experimenting with some new tone. You know, for a long time I played in bluegrass bands, and so for my solo stuff I would still play a dreadnought guitar, which is really, you know, full spectrum sounding instrument. But I was getting a little tired of it, you know, just hearing the same thing all the time.
Sure.
And a friend of mine had this, it's a 1963 Framus parlor-sized archtop guitar.
I never heard of a Framus.
Yeah, it's a German make, and they're still around, but in that time it was just, you know, it was like a catalog mail-order guitar, so it's not like highly sought after, and it's put together, you know, with efficiency in mind more than, you know, craft.
It's gorgeous.
But I've been really pleased with it. Yeah, and he sold it to me for a price I could afford.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not really a large bodied.
No, it's really small. It's really comfortable to play. I can, you know, sitting in the passenger seat of my van, I can practice it, which I couldn't do with the dreadnought.
No.
So, yeah, I've been really pleased.
Now, you just released an album.
I did. Yeah, October of last year.
Yeah, how many albums do you have out now?
That's the one.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I was playing in bands for a long time before I got up the nerve to put out my own music. Well, yeah.
We're missing out, so. So, what you got for us next?
Yeah, I'll do another one off that album. This is a song called Resignation Letter.
Oh, yeah, I like this one, too.
Thanks.
This is where the John Prine influence comes in, I think.
Thanks for saying that. this is a song, you know, Resignation Letter. It's about quitting a job, you know, and also sort of the philosophy behind quitting a job. And when I play this, I like to ask the audience if anybody's quit a job recently. If anybody did, we cheer for the audience member that quit, you know, and I like to remind people that quitting a job is one of the most important things we can do as employees. It's good to remind the boss who's in charge every once in a while.
Did you have a lot of hands up and fingers flying?
It depends on where I'm playing.
All right.
I've been up all night driving for a job that don't pay. It feeds me in the nighttime, burns in the day. Our love is leaving, I don't know what for. Blow me a kiss and walk out the door. Shift is over when the second begins. Winter time travels a November wind. Time passes quickly, the third shift don't end. I'm resigned to a letter I wrote but won't send. It's T for too tired to work today. T for time off with too little pay. T for trouble knows no end. When you see I'm coming close to quitting again,
done. But that guitar sounds just great.
Thank you.
It really does. Now, you play with a pick, but are you strumming with a couple of your fingers too?
It kind of depends. I do sort of like a hybrid picking style where sometimes I'll pluck an individual string with my fingers here.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
yeah.
You pick it up?
Yeah, occasionally. But yeah, mostly using the flat pick. I do occasionally use these I got a couple of finger picks with
sure.
me too.
Sure.
I like using those. I'm a pedal steel player too, in addition to doing my own stuff. That's mm-hmm. a lot of the time I spend is playing pedal steel in other people's bands.
Gotcha.
And so I'm really partial to using finger picks.
Sure.
You know.
Yep, yeah. So, you tour both solo and with the band?
Yep. I do a little bit of everything to piece it together to stay busy. So,
is it the same musicians, or are you picking up and dropping them off?
When I'm doing my own music, I call it Simon Cropp and his All Star Band, which I think gives me the flexibility to hire anybody.
Sure.
And so it's rarely the same band twice. But there are a couple of regulars that are usually a part of the group.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, musicians from Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois that I'll pick up kind of depending on where I'm going.
Okay. Now, you got some concerts in this area this summer?
I do, yeah. I'll be up in the Northland a couple of times this summer. Yeah. Can I talk about them?
You better.
Great. So both of these will be with the All-Star Band on June 20th, Saturday, June 20th. That's Grandma's Marathon Weekend in Duluth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing a festival there called the Country Coveralls Festival, where they're bringing in a few bands to do tribute sets to their favorite country artists. Mm-hmm. And so I'm bringing the All-Star Band, and we're doing a tribute to John Prine and a tribute to Hank Williams Sr.
Cool, cool.
And that's June 20th.
June 20th.
Yep.
Now, is that near the... What's the location for
it? It's taking place at a place called the Back Alley, which is, funny enough, a surfboard shop and coffee shop for, you know, like the dozen crazy people that surf Lake Superior.
Definitely in a wetsuit.
Yeah, exactly. But it's in what they call the Craft District there on Superior Street, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got another show, too.
Yeah, yep. And then in August 8th, I'm bringing the All-Star Band up to the Big Dipper on Pike Lake there near Park Falls.
Park Falls.
And they're putting together a tremendous festival. I don't think it's been announced yet, so I can't tell you the other bands that are on it. But, you know, friends and heroes alike are also on that festival lineup, and it's going to be a really great weekend.
Okay.
August 8th. So.
Now, is that going to be open-ended for music, or you'll be playing?
Oh, I'll be playing my own music. Your own stuff. I'll be playing my own set. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what, when you're doing a show, what percentage is covers and what percentage is your own sound?
I'm doing, for up to 2 hour gigs, I'll do all my own music. I still play a couple of 3 and 4 hour bar gigs,
mm-hmm.
and I got to fill the time there with covers.
Sure.
I consider myself a songwriter. And so I like to play my own music.
Oh, exactly. And you just gave us two good reasons, you know, to play. do you want to do a cover, or do you want to just stick to your own?
Oh gosh, I could do a cover. Yeah,
we're right open.
Oh great! Yeah, let me do a cover.
Your studio.
I'll do a cover by a dear friend of mine, Jack Klatt, wrote this song, and he's a songwriter out of Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I love playing this song whenever I can. He's one of my absolute favorite writers and a dear friend, so I like to spread the good news.
Yeah. Does he play, like, at Lee's Liquor Lounge?
I bet he did. Yeah.
Kind of venues? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's at the Cedar Cultural Center pretty soon. Yep. He was a Palmer's regular.
Oh.
Right up until the end.
Yeah, I used to be a Palmer's regular. But a patron.
I'm just gonna try and get everything exactly perfect for you here.
Thank you.
I rode the High Line. I rode the low line. I've seen plains birth mountains for my eyes. I've felt the morning sun on my body like a gun while I lay waiting with the moonlight. It's been a long time since Missoula and Matilda's long black hair. Mountain, do no wrong, take me back into your arms. You know I suffer for your song. Anywhere I go, boys, I got a home like the river rambles to the sea. Wherever I'm a-going, However, I'm a rolling. Don't you worry, none for me. Oh, so reckless, said the highway, and lonesome on the road. Helpless cried the mother, her disappearing lover, his shadow in the sunset explodes. Can't you hear that roaring westbound, where dreamers lie to rest on the rocks? It don't matter much if my body turns to dust. Just let my words echo on. Anywhere I go, boys, I got a home like the river rambles to the sea. When death comes a knocking, I won't try and stop him. Don't you worry, none for me.
Nice, very nice. So, give us your website.
www.simoncropmusic.com. And that's Simon spelled like you think, crop with two P's.
Two P's. And are you on any of the Spotify?
Or? Yeah, I'm on all the streaming services.
Okay.
The highest quality, the highest resolution place to hear my music is Bandcamp. I like to encourage people to go that direction.
Bandcamp,
yep.
Okay.
And that has an option for them to pay me directly for the music, too.
Ah, excellent.
Which the streaming services don't.
No, I think, wasn't there a case that went to a bunch of musicians, did a class action, and it actually dropped
the royalty? I haven't heard about that, but
yeah.
I'm not surprised to hear
another musician familiar with, Sam Ness, told me that. He said... went from like 0.3 pennies to 0.15.
Yeah,
the wrong direction for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's a really bleak landscape for people that are interested in getting paid for their art.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's go out with something kind of. We'll step out with something that's stepping up a bit. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, you'd like to hear a peppier song, you're saying?
Yeah, what the heck, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got one with a little pep. Just one, though. I like to talk about this thing that I call everyday magic, which is...
Define.
It's, signposts along your way that indicate you're moving in the right direction.
Ah.
You know?
Yep.
I think a lot of people experience this and have different words for it. I call that everyday magic.
I like it.
And I think when you're doing what you're meant to be doing, that sort of thing pops up more often. And I experienced some of it last October. I was playing in Kansas City, Kansas at a place called Hillsiders on a Tuesday night. It's a great little venue.
Mm-hmm.
KCK, and we were slated to play until midnight, and then had to get to Taos, New Mexico to load in at the next gig at 4 p.m. the next day.
That's a drive.
Yeah, about a 14-hour drive, and we had, 16 hours to get it done. And as soon as I hit the highway, man, some of that everyday magic kicked in, and I was like one of those subway cars that gets its energy from an electrified third rail. The more I drove, the more I wanted to drive. And we got there with plenty of time to spare. I didn't even get sleepy. And nothing like that has happened since, but I'm really glad it happened then. And so I wrote a song to kind of commemorate the experience and also, call out some of the smaller Kansas towns that we drove through.
All right.
I think most Americans, can only name a couple of cities in Kansas.
Yep.
And I like to think of it as my duty to open their eyes to a couple more. So this is the Highway 56 Blues. Highway 56 cuts a diagonal line from northeast Kansas down to southwest Kansas, clips the Oklahoma Panhandle, and then terminates at the base of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northern New Mexico. Tremendous piece of blacktop for anybody that likes driving.
I was going to say, scenic.
You bet. So I'm trying to sell this to the Kansas Board of Tourism. if you know where to send it, please,
okay.
Please feel free. This is the Highway 56 Blues. Highway, it's a mighty fine road. It'll get you from Elkhart up to Gladstone and get out of Dodge City, Track Council Grove. It'll get you to Springer, stop short of Cimarron. The sun went down in old KC. I was on the west side, but in misery. And so I start driving. Next thing I know, the sun come up, New Mexico. That 56 highway, it's a mighty fine road. It'll get you from Elkhart up to Gladstone. Get out of Dodge City, don't you want to go? It'll get you to Springer, stop short of Cimarron. Sublet around 4 a.m. My buddy was sleeping, I envied him. And then the ground started shaking right where he'd lain. I'll be goddamn, he dreamed a train. That 56 highway, it's a mighty fine road. It'll get you from Elkhart up to Gladstone. Get out of Dodge City, don't you want to go? It'll get you to Springer, not quite Cimarron. Coffee in Clayton, you know it well. Wish I could move in the Eklund Hotel, but I gotta keep driving through this land. Sangre de Cristo, then the Rio Grande. That 56 highway, it's a mighty fine road. It'll get you from Elkhart up to Gladstone. And get out of Dodge City, a fine way to go. Fell in love in Springer, stop short Cimarron. Fell in love in Springer, fell asleep in Cimarron.
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
All right.
Well, Simon, it's been such a pleasure. I mean, you're a fun guy, and it's good to listen to you.
Thanks, Tim. Pleasure's all mine.
Now, give us that website one more time.
www.simoncropmusic.com.
There you go. All right. Well, you're welcome at the station anytime you're coming through.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Look forward to coming back.
All right. Take care.